This is Fresh Air. I'm Barbara Bogave. Alison Anders says her new film, Grace of My Heart, is like a love letter to pop music of the late 50s and early 60s, and to the Brill Building in New York City, the place where most of those songs were written. Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Ellie Greenwich, Lieber and Stoller, Burt Bacharach, and Hal David all worked for little money in tiny rooms with upright pianos, writing hits like One Fine Day, Leader of the Pack, Stand By Me, and Walk On By. Anders' film tells the story of a young songwriter named Denise Waverly. The character is loosely based on Carole King. Ileana Douglas plays the role of Denise, and the cast includes Eric Stoltz, John Turturro, Matt Dillon, and Bridget Fonda. Alison Anders' earlier films are Gas Food Lodging and Mi Vida Loca. Last year, she received a MacArthur Genius Grant for her work as a screenwriter and director. Terry Gross spoke with Alison Anders this week about the music in her new film.
You decided to commission songwriters to write new songs in the style of the late 50s and early 60s for your film, as opposed to actually using real songs from that period. Why did you go with the idea of new songs?
Well, for one thing, I felt like, you know, if I suddenly had Denise busting out with Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, or, one of the brilliant songs that Ellie wrote for the Shangri-Las, everybody would be like, she didn't write that. So I was very, very careful. I mean, and even I know that at one point Lieber and Stoller had said, well, we've got some songs that weren't big hits, you know, but they'd submit those to us, and it was like, no, I even know these songs, so I know there's going to be some diehard people that know these songs, you know, even though they weren't hits for them, they were songs that a lot of, you know, connoisseurs of the period definitely know. So the thing was that it became very important to write the new songs, and it also, you know, we needed to write things that were specific for the particular scenes, you know, that we were trying to get across certain information. But with each song, I had a model for, I had usually about five songs for the songwriters to model their song on.
Well, one of the songs that you commissioned was Born to Love That Boy, which was co-written by Larry Klein, who's the music director for the film, and by Jerry Goffin, who used to be Carole King's songwriting partner and husband. Now, I have to say that the husband in the movie does not come off very well. Tell me why you decided to approach Jerry Goffin and ask him to write one of the songs.
Well, we approached just about everybody. I mean, we certainly went after everyone. Karen Rackman, my music supervisor, and myself, we just kind of went down the list of people who were writing during the Brill Building period, and Jerry was one of those people that we approached, and they all got the script, you know, and he got the script. And when I first met him, it was really funny because I thought, oh, I was just sick with nervousness, you know, and he was so hilarious. He says, well, Howard is me, and Denise is Carol. And he went on like, and he says, but how'd you know about this, or how'd you know about that? And I go, I just made all that stuff up, you know. And finally, I realized I was channeling Jerry Goffin when I wrote this script. But he said some funny things. He was like, well, so Alison, this is my life, and either I'm going to be involved with this film or I'm going to sue you. So it was the answer I wanted to hear because I really wanted Jerry involved. So he wrote three songs for us. He wrote one song with Larry Klein, which kind of was reminiscent of stuff that he might have written with Carol for the Shirelles, very early sort of girl group call and response kind of song. Then he also wrote a Flamingos-type song, ballad with Los Lobos. And then he also wrote a late 60s folk sort of Nick Drake kind of song with his and Carol's daughter Louise Goffin and David Berwald. So he really kind of ran the gamut of different types of writing and showed that he's every bit as, you know, good and prolific today as he was then.
Well, I want to play the song that Jerry Goffin co-wrote with the music director for your film, Larry Klein. And the song is called Born to Love That Boy. What were the songs you suggested they pattern this song on?
You know, it was pretty much like the Foolish Little Girl, Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, a lot of that early 60s advice songs.
Well, let's hear it.
He doesn't love me, but I love him so. Always thinking of that boy, but he never thinks of me. My heart's a toy, and like a little child, he breaks it when he's through. He fools around and he puts me down, but there's nothing I can do. I just live for the moments with him, and his touch is soft and the lights are dim. Oh, what a trance he puts me in. I guess that I was born to love that boy.
She was born to love that boy.
Love that boy.
It's Born to Love That Boy, one of the songs that Alison Anders commissioned for her new movie, Grace of My Heart, which is about a songwriter in the late 50s and early 60s. Now, who are the singers on that recording?
They are these amazing girls called For Real. Karen Rackman had worked with them once before on one of the drive-in movies projects for Showtime. And it was interesting because I had to really find girls that could get back to that sort of pre-Aretha-sounding girl group vocal. And that was not easy to do because girls have a lot of, there's a lot of girl vocal groups now, but they have been so influenced by that post-Aretha period, which I mean sort of much more edgy and much more of a gospel sound, which, you know, in order to make that kind of crossover into white audiences, the girls had to sort of take that black vocal sound out of their voices in the early 60s. So I needed girls that could do that now. So somehow For Real, they managed to really be able to get back to that sort of pre-Motown sound and pre-Muscle Shoals sound. And they were just a godsend for me.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Alison Anders. She wrote and directed the new movie, Grace of My Heart. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Back with Alison Anders, she wrote and directed the new movie, Grace of My Heart, which is about a Carole King-type songwriter in the late 50s and early 60s. One of the scenes in your new movie has to do with a singer who seems very much to be patterned on Leslie Gore. She has that hairsprayed flip. She wears very schoolish kind of formal clothes. And when she meets the songwriters in the movie, the songwriters figure out that this singer has a big secret. She's a lesbian. And so they figure they will keep her secret, but they will write a song about a secret love.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me about the story behind this song.
Well, certainly I was very interested in a lot of stuff that Leslie Gore has said about that period, being a performer during that time. She has an amazing feminist perspective on those years and has shown a very contrary part of herself to what her songs were like. Although when you hear, I mean, I don't think there's more of a feminist anthem from that period than You Don't Own Me. And she's talked very much about her frustration being a girl singer during that period. So I was very curious that she was sort of the last person you would have thought of, Leslie Gore, that would have had that kind of perspective and self-awareness, even at that time, of herself as a woman in the business.
Right, and her big hit was It's My Party.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just, it's really amazing. I think that Leslie Gore, there should be a whole movie on her, really. So I was very interested in that, and I've always been a huge fan of Leslie Gore anyway, myself. And so it was a real dream come true when she read the script and agreed to write this song with Larry Klein and David Berwald called My Secret Love, for a character that was pretty clearly inspired by her and was tributing what I love so much about her work.
Well, this is the song My Secret Love, co-written by Leslie Gore for the new film Grace of My Heart. It's sung by Miss Lily Banquet of the cocktail group Combustible Edison.
Love has never been easy for me. Can't you see? I have always been lonely. Faith, it seems like a mystery. Girls like me have to hide our hearts away. If only we could live one day without the need to hide away. I'd tell the truth to everyone how I live for you, but people never understand. They'll destroy us if they can. Say we were struck down by the hand of heaven. We must be wise and keep our disguise. Stand by our lives, my secret love. I refuse.
That's My Secret Love, co-written by Leslie Gore, from the new film Grace of My Heart, which was written and directed by my guest Alison Anders. And the film pays tribute to songwriters of the late 50s and early 60s. All of the singing on this film isn't done by the actual performers. You know, like, for instance, the part of the Leslie Gore inspired character is played by Bridget Fonda, but she doesn't do the singing. Even the main character in the movie doesn't do her own singing. Why did you decide to have all the singing dubbed by actual singers as opposed to finding actors who could sing and do both things themselves?
Well, I think that something happened to musical films, musical dramas after the 40s and 50s. Back in the 40s and 50s, you could kind of, you know, almost everyone sang and danced and acted, but people stopped doing that at some point, stopped having all those skills. So for me, it's like I tend to get thrown out if I see Whitney Houston in a movie, for example. I just always go, oh, it's Whitney Houston, the singer. I can never quite get past the persona, even though I always cast a lot of musicians in my films. But you have to cast them in such a way that for a lead or for a very significant part, I find it pretty difficult because I'm always wrapped up in their personas as a performer, a musical performer, than I am as their believability as an actor. So that became a big issue for me, was that, well, I think I would rather choose actors, you know, and then, you know, find singers to do the voices than to have to battle, you know, someone else's persona as a musician in trying to make my actors believable.
One of the new songs written for your movie was composed by Elvis Costello and Burt Bacharach. What an interesting combination. And it's a it's a great song called God Give Me Strength. Now, tell us the story behind the song.
Well, first off, it was, you know, it was part of this process that Karen Rackman, my music supervisor, and I went through, and, you know, of like kind of looking at songwriters of the era and then matching them with songwriters of the present. And it was her idea to put Burt and Elvis together, which I just was knocked out by. I thought, oh my God, that is so brilliant. And I knew that I wanted this particular song to sound like a Burt Bacharach song from the mid-60s, in the vein of Make It Easy on Yourself or Anyone Who Had a Heart, or, you know, even What the World Needs Now is Love, like one of those classic sort of 60s Burt ballads. And so the first thing that we did was Karen got a hold of Burt Bacharach, And I talked to Bert, and she said, just find out who he wants to write with first. And he named three people, and one of them was Elvis. So that was great, because it totally validated this bizarre and inspired idea of Karen's. And then we talked. I called Elvis, and that was it was pretty easy. It was an easy sell for Elvis. And his feeling was really great. He was like, well, I feel like, you know, I can help him revisit that period because of my experience with working with Paul McCartney and writing songs with him. I was able to help Paul revisit a period he had left behind. And this hadn't even occurred to me, of course, that naturally artists move on and they don't necessarily want to go back to a previous time in their creative repertoire. But he was able to do that, and Bert was completely open and willing. It was so great. I mean, it's just like, it's like such a magical collaboration, really, with the two of them. It was very exciting.
Alison Anders, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Alison Anders speaking with Terry Gross about her new film, Grace of My Heart. This is Fresh Air.